welcome into this carrier update. Donnie, you alluded to it a little earlier where we were going. Looking at Fargo, North Dakota, it's not a market we talk about hardly ever, if ever. But if you're looking at it from a reefer side, right now might be the time to check it out.
The Chicago North Branch.
Yeah.
All right. So let's just start off by this. There's actually a lot of rents. Some rates are coming down and a few are up. So I'm going to skip that. But look at spot rate.
Higher than contract.
Contract. 317 versus 349. It's higher. 294, they're basically the same. 313, 236. The Memphis is higher. 303, 280, higher. 293, 276, it's higher spot rates. 264, 300, that one's lower.
Lower.
That's a little bit longer.
Yeah, we're lower down. The bottom three are all lower.
So anything over 1,000 miles, it looks like contract is beating spot. But anything under the 1,000 miles is going to be right at or below. So we see some pretty good spot rates coming out of Fargo, North Dakota. Well, first of all, it might be a little bit more difficult. It's showing a pretty good, decent amount of volumes coming out. But you have to have access to those volumes.
Yeah.
Can you get access to those volumes? Another thing, it's cold up there. Now, actually, like today, it's within 10 degrees of where we were in Chattanooga this morning. Now, we're going to get a little bit warmer here in the afternoon. They're not going to get quite as warm, but it can also be a lot colder.
Yeah.
Any kind of front that comes down can push them to negative 10 easy.
Yeah.
When your truck operates in cold temperatures of that kind of cold, it can damage and break your truck.
Mm-hmm.
Still at extremely cold temperatures, hitting bumps in the road can break. So, amongst several other things, a lot of people operate up there.
Yeah.
So capacity can tighten up very, very quick.
Yeah. That's
but if you find you a niche, this could be some lanes. Let's look at some of these lanes. You want to go Fargo, North Dakota to Harrisburg, PA, $317 a mile. We haven't seen $3 a mile freight unless this number is like a 300-mile run.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen $3 freight on anything over 500 miles, I don't think, in quite a long time. Fargo, North Dakota to Atlanta, $294.
Yeah, 1,300 miles.
Yeah, so maybe I was wrong. I said below 1,000 miles.
It's just headed west, yeah. Really.
1,318 miles. Fargo, North Dakota to Atlanta, $294. Head down to Memphis at around a little over 1,000 miles, $313. I like this run.
Mm-hmm.
Fargo to Chicago, $303.
It's really good when you factor in that Chicago rates have been relatively strong outbound, right? It's the inbound rate that's struggled. If you can for me, I think that one's attractive because you're at 600 miles.
Well, sometimes when you get two head hauls and two strong markets going to each other, mm-hmm. that rate just turns out to be a mediocre rate back and forth.
So,
but still coming back, I don't care if it was $2 a mile going out, you're going to average 250 a mile.
At 642 miles.
And you can make that run probably in a day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the only difference to me when I look at in the comparison between Chicago and Memphis, right? You're at 1,000 miles at 330.
I would go 10 cents less.
And go down to Kansas City.
Because you look at it coming down. Yeah. It keeps you away from the Chicago pass. 10 cents less, 50 miles shorter. It just depends. If you want to head out to Dallas, Texas, this is where it starts dropping down. $2.64. Not a bad rate, but we know coming out of Dallas that it's going to be cheap already.
Yep.
Head out to the West Coast, Portland, Oregon, $2.19. Still a pretty good run for there. This is how you get to Los Angeles at $2 a mile.
Yeah.
Now, of course, this is on a reefer, but still, we know reefer is cheaper. But if you try to go Chicago to LAX, it's going to be really cheap.
Yeah.
Or Memphis or Dallas or Atlanta, but maybe.
Yeah.
If you can find it.
Yeah, you mentioned it earlier, right? Talking about the contract rates and the comparison. Why you see rejection rates in the Fargo market increasing or at the high levels that they are is that exact reason why contract is lower than spot, right? On a national average, we see the inverse, right? We see spot is below contract. It keeps carriers in contract freight. Right now, if you can find the freight and the opportunities there, the spot market in Fargo specifically, especially in the reefer market, presents better money-making opportunities than the contract market. Now, the flip side is, if you have the contract freight, the rates, in comparison, aren't all that bad. It's just that the spot market's better.
As these winter storms come through, this is why you'll see Fargo flip very quickly.
Yeah.
When these winter storms come through, these guys will quit sending their trucks north because they don't want to be stuck in the storm.
Yep.
And that hurts their inbound capacity. And it'll take a few days to recover from that. And then their spot market activity may jump up.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is where having the niche comes in handy, because if you're like, hey, that's going to be my opportunity to make money, that's where you jump in and you're like, hey, I'm here. I know your contract guys won't be here for a couple of days. I'm here. Let's go.
Load me up now.
Yeah.
Let's go. One more thing real quick. Yeah, just a few seconds. And there's, I say it's like Chicago North. Well, look at Memphis going to Fargo. Spot rate, 213. Well, spot rates going into Fargo are pretty low, just like going into Chicago.
Yep.
And they're pretty high, just like coming out of Chicago.
Absolutely. Well, Donnie, thank you so much for the updates this morning. We'll be sure to check in with you again tomorrow. Right now, we'll hand it back over to Kaylee and Anthony.